The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. The words of the Gospel like one ear sent. Good morning, everyone. Happy Columbus Day. It's beautiful for us to be together. The Gospel reminds us today that the Lord Jesus not only fulfills the law of Moses, but he fulfills the prophets and the books of wisdom. We know that Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh. Nineveh, that was the capital of the greatest pagan empire prior to the rise of the Persians and the Babylonians. And they converted because of the preaching of Jonah. The Lord Jesus, of course, is the one whose word converts us. And the gospel today is a reminder that the Gentiles, that all the nations were called to receive the word of the gospel, that the gospel would be a healing word. In our first reading, we hear from St. Paul. And if there is a letter in the sacred scriptures where St. Paul pours out his heart and understanding what has happened to him, along with the letter to the Galatians and certain verses in 2 Corinthians, it is this the beginning to the letter of the Romans. Paul begins with a very simple title. Paul, a servant, set apart and called apostle of Jesus Christ. The servant is the one whose life has been completely given over to the Lord. The servant is the one whose life has been recreated by God. It's not a lordship of domination. It's not a lordship that seeks to impress anyone. It's a lordship that is a surrender of our hearts interiorly to God through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul's own life has become a living sign, a living word, a living announcement of all that Jonah was to be a sign of all the wisdom of Solomon that's been surpassed in Christ. And now his life becomes a sign to the Romans. Each of us is called to receive the word of God and keep it. Each of us is called to become a living sign of the wisdom of the cross, the wisdom that hopes, even when it's hard to hope, the wisdom that is able to see in suffering a path of healing and a place where we now can encounter God. And like Paul, we can also learn to call others simply the beloved. What a beautiful title Paul gives the Christians of Rome, the beloved of God. And that is what we are. My brothers and sisters, the gospel is a tremendous gift, and it is a gift that is called to be renewed every day. Every day by receiving again the gift of the Holy Spirit, and realizing that we have heard an amazing word, that we have received the surpassing wisdom of our Lord Jesus, and that it is a gift that opens our hearts to serve one another as Christ serves and loves us.